Junichi Takahashi, a researcher at Kyoto University in Japan, said the species had earned the murder hornet nickname there because its aggressive group attacks can expose victims to doses of toxic venom equivalent to that of a venomous snake. A series of stings could be fatal. The night he got stung, Mr. Berber still managed to eliminate the nest and collect samples. But the next day, his legs were aching as if he had the flu. Of the thousands of times he has been stung in his lifetime of work, he said, the Asian giant hornet stings were the most painful. After collecting the hornet in the Blaine area, state officials took off part of a leg and shipped it to an expert in Japan. A sample from the Nanaimo nest was sent as well. A genetic examination concluded over the past few weeks determined that the nest in Nanaimo and the hornet near Blaine were not connected, said Teresa Wilson, a state pest biologist, meaning there had probably been at least two different introductions in the region. Dr. Looney went out on a recent day in Blaine carrying clear jugs that had been made into makeshift traps. Typical wasp and bee traps available for purchase have holes too small for the Asian giant hornet. He filled some with orange juice mixed with rice wine, others had kefir mixed with water, and a third batch was filled with some experimental lures, all with the hope of catching a queen emerging to look for a place to build a nest. He hung them from trees, geotagging each location with his phone. In a region with extensive wooded habitats for hornets to establish homes, the task of finding and eliminating them is daunting. How to find dens that may be hidden underground? And where to look, given that one of the queens can fly many miles a day at speeds of up to 20 miles per hour? The miles of wooded landscapes and mild, wet climate of western Washington state make it an ideal location for the hornets to spread. In the coming months, Dr. Looney said he and others plan to place hundreds more traps. State officials have mapped out the plan in a grid, starting in Blaine and moving outward. The buzz of activity inside a nest of Asian giant hornets can keep the inside temperature up to 86 degrees. So the trackers are also exploring using thermal imaging to examine the forest floors. Later, they may also try other advanced tools that could track the signature hum the hornets make in flight. If a hornet does get caught in a trap, Dr. Looney said, there are plans to possibly use radio frequency identification tags to monitor where it goes or simply attach a small streamer and then follow the hornet as it returns to its nest. While most bees would be unable to fly with a disruptive marker attached, that is not the case with the Asian giant hornet. It is big enough to handle the extra load.